Right, kids, do you want to come and sit down the front? I'm going to need various volunteers today. I've got a box of tricks, bag of tricks. Don't be shy. Come on. So the service is only an hour today, so that means we've only got 5 minutes left. Go on then. Is that everybody? Does anyone else want to come and sit on the floor, or are we all comfortable? Oh, all right. Maybe next week we'll take half the chairs out. That'd be funny. So, wasn't that a good song we sung just before, Your Love Never Fails? It wasn't by an accident. I deliberately asked Michael to lead us in that earlier because I also think it's really, really important that we understand and know that God loves us very, very much, no matter what goes on. And I'm going to start by reading a little passage from the Bible. It's from the Message. It's from Romans 8. It took me a long time to get to Romans 8, my favorite book in the whole Bible. I'm not going to do it proper justice today, but I will in the future, don't worry. But it's from the Message, so it's towards the end somewhere. I'm not sure what verse it starts at. And it says, God knew what he was doing from the very beginning. He decided from the outset to shape the lives of those who love him along the same lines as the life of his son. His son Jesus stands first in the line of humanity he restored. We see the original and intended shape of our lives there in him. After God made that decision of what his children should be like, he followed it up by calling people by name. So he's called me and he's called all of us here. After he called them by name, he set them on a solid basis with himself. And then, after getting them established, he stayed with them to the end, gloriously completing what he began. So, what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God by messing with one of God's chosen? Who would dare even to point a finger? Jesus Christ, who died for us, who was raised to life for us, is the presence of God at this very moment sticking up for us. Isn't that amazing? Do you think that anybody is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There is no way. Not trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, not bullying threats, not backstabbing, not even the worst sins listed in the scripture. Phew! That means we're all right. None of this phases us because Jesus loves us. I'm absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic, demonic, today, tomorrow, high, low, thinkable, unthinkable, absolutely nothing can get between us and God's love because of the way that Jesus Christ has embraced and loved us. Right, so I'm going to need 8 volunteers. Oh. Does anybody want to come and help me do something at the front? It involves holding a surprise from the bag. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8! Well done, Samuel. Come on. Thank you very much for that. I wasn't sure what came after 7. Right, guys, come on, come and stand up. If you could all stand in a line, I've probably got more than 8 now. Maybe you can help. In fact, do you all want to come and stand up in a line? No? Yeah. I changed it. I hope I've got more than 8 things. Maybe I have got 8. Brilliant. So, what have I got in my bag? Now, sorry? Yeah, I have, yeah. That's my work bag. Oh, dear. So our lives are filled with lots of wonderful stuff. Who's got good stuff in their lives? Who's got good toys, good things to play with? And the most wonderful thing of all of our relationship with Father God is with Father God, who loves us and sent Jesus to be our Savior. So, to remind us of that, I need someone. I should have bought a smaller stuff, but never mind. I need a big, strong person to hold the Bible. Go on then, Henry. So, you're holding the Bible to remind us that God loves us. Now, who has families and friends? Nobody. And our families and friends love us, don't they, as well? They should do. So, I've had special permission from the autograph album of when we got married, but you can't have a sneak peek. So that's to remind us that our families and friends love us. Can anyone see where this is going? Now, we also have lots of stuff in our houses as well, don't we? Does everyone have toys? We're very fortunate, aren't we? Does anyone have gardens, money in the bank? So, to symbol... Oh, dear, you're better off than me. I think I've hidden something in here, hopefully. So, at no expense spared, if you could carry on holding the Bible, to remind us of the stuff we've got, I got Naomi to draw a very, very good picture of a house. So you can hold the house as you drew it. Now, don't worry, there's lots of stuff coming. We also have lots of opportunities to learn stuff, don't we? Learning about the world we live in, about God, because of schools that we go to. And many of us have moved along to jobs. So, to symbolize that, I think I've got the heaviest thing here. So I'll pick one of these strong lads here. So this is how to do just about everything. Get on TV, head a ball, improve your memory, boil pasta. There you go. Right, guys, do you want to move along in a line so everyone can see? That's it. Don't worry, I've still got stuff. Now, who has plenty of delicious food to eat and clean water to drink? This is the best one. So, actually, first of all, have a biscuit then. Who wants to hold the biscuits? You hold the biscuits. Do you want to hold the water? Oh, we've got three more things left. My maths has gone out the window. Does anyone go on nice holidays? Yeah? So to symbolise nice holidays, I've got a nearly used, finished it yesterday, sun cream. Right, guys, do you want to spread that in a line? Samuel hasn't got anything yet, right. Who has time to take part in relaxing activities? So I've got a football. And I need one more volunteer. I'm not sure, actually. Maybe someone else should hold an adult show this. And because we've got a good health service, many of us also enjoy good health. So the last thing is a bottle of medicine, which maybe Samuel can hold that as well. All right, do you want to hold this? Or do you want to hold the ball? Can you hold that, Samuel? There you go. You want to hold the ball? No? Does anyone else want to hold the ball? Right. Now, isn't it nice to have all these things? And I want us to imagine for a moment what would be left in your life if we started to lose some of these nice things. How would you feel if the holiday company you booked your holiday with suddenly went bust and you could no longer go on holiday? Oh no, afraid you can't go on holiday now. I haven't thought this through. I'm predicting that Henry is going to be the only one that's going to be okay. This could get very interesting. I'll tell you what, Elijah, come back. You can carry on holding it. We'll pretend all these things have gone away. Elijah, come on. I think you've proved that we'd be pretty disappointed if we couldn't go on holiday. Elijah? No? Hold that then, Katie. I'm glad I started with Elijah. Right. How would we feel if we got really sick? So I'm not going to take the bottle of medicine away from... Do you think? Would you cope if I took the medicine away? Well done. So if we got really ill, it would be really tough, wouldn't it? It would be life-changing, wouldn't it, if we could no longer go to school or go to work? It's going better now. Or doing the things that we like doing. If the outcome is that we're just filled with joy, then that's good enough. So if that happened, what would be left in your life if those things had disappeared? There would still be your relationship with God. There'd still be your relationship with your families and friends. There would still be a nice place to live, and there would still be nice, delicious food, but not sun cream, I'm afraid. Can I have that? No? Can I have that one? You can keep the biscuits for a bit. Oh! Oh, this is going spiffingly. So although you would be suffering, your life would still carry on, wouldn't it, with these things? Now, if you possibly can, let's imagine that the worst thing happens. Imagine that there's suddenly an earthquake in Redditch. Well, it's not going to happen, but imagine. Then our house would disappear. Your house collapses and now is a pile of rubbish. And, oh dear, your friends and family... Can I have my wedding album back? No? Okay. Sorry, Louise. Your friends and family maybe didn't make it through the earthquake. And it may be because it was so bad, there's now no food or water, but you can keep hold of them. Your life is now a disaster. Come here, Henry. Is there anything left in your life if everything else has gone away? What do you think, kids? Is there anything left in your life apart from the Bible? Yes, there is, because even in the worst situation that we could ever face, because one thing remains, one thing that is always there, that is always strong, is always true, and that is God's love for us. It never leaves. And God never stops loving us, no matter what is going on in our life. He is always our Father. We will always be His children, once we have turned to Jesus. Now, fortunately, none of us, apart from Elijah, have been through any of the things that we've been talking about. It's going to take me all day to make that up. But plenty of people in the world do. However, In our lives, we all face stuff when things that are very precious to us are taken away and then we suffer. But at these times, once again, we need to remember that one thing always remains: God's love. One thing stays, thank you very much. One thing stays even when everything else goes. And that one thing is God's love for you and God's love for me. Even when we take our final breath, the only thing that will be left is God's love. And that's why we read in the Bible earlier, St. Paul wrote, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, height, depth, or anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So guys, we never ever need to be afraid, because God will always love us. And that counts for all of us. So I think there, I better leave it. Can I have the stuff back now? So, this is the most important thing. Do you want to see some funny pictures in it? Louise? Can I have the biscuits back? No? Okay, right. Natasha? Right, so we're just going to say a quick prayer together. Thank you very much. What about the biscuits? No? Do you want to share them out? So if, no? Make sure you get lots of crumbs on the carpet for Robin. Yeah? Yeah, if you sit down. So we're just, before you share them out, 1 second, we're just going to pray before, so we should just bow our heads. Just opening them, okay? Okay, so we're just going to pray. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that you chose us before even the creation of the world. Thank you that you love us so much. Lord, no matter what we do, where we find ourselves, nothing is too big for your love to get through, to invade into our lives. Lord, thank you that we can always turn back to you. Lord, thank you that when everything else fails, your love still remains. One thing remains. You always remain. You are always there for us. Amen. Phew.